from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, has inflation got you struggling to pay your bills? A new CBS News YouGov poll finds 77% of those surveyed say they cannot keep up with the rising costs.
I definitely feel it, especially with my family. Not everybody makes six figures.
At $200,000 a year, can't make ends meet. $200,000 at the end of the day is $100,000 because the rest of it is gone in taxes and BS.
People have mixed predictions when it comes to the economy's future, with 34% saying it will grow, another 22% saying it'll hold, and another 44% saying it'll either slow or head into a recession. More government jobs are coming at the More government job cuts are coming at the nation's Weather, Climate, and Oceans Agency.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is cutting more than 1,000 staffers as part of President Trump's mandated federal workforce firings. This is in addition to the about 1,300 workers at NOAA who have already been laid off or resigned recently. Some activities at NOAA, including launching weather balloons, have been suspended over worker shortages. I'm Brian Shook.
And an investigation continues into what caused a school bus to overturn on the Garden State Parkway, injuring 15 people, most of them children. 14 kids and one adult were taken to the hospital after the bus flipped over and ended up on its side in a ditch near exit 171 in Montville last night. State police identified the driver as 44-year-old Joseph Itzkowitz, who suffered moderate injuries. One child was critically hurt after getting pinned underneath the bus. The rest of the kids have minor injuries. There were a total of 31 people on the bus, which belonged to a Lakewood Jewish group. It was on its way to New York for a celebration in New Square in Rockland County. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And are we in for more warmth? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now New Jersey Fashion.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather with a partly cloudy sky tonight. Low temperatures will be in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow cooler than the past couple of days as we'll have times of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures though still reaching the low to mid 50s, which is still on the milder side for this time in March. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. There might be a shower in some spots, especially across North Jersey. Low temperatures in the upper 30s to near 40. And a lot of clouds. Kind of cooler on Thursday with a high closer to 50. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Now we got 60 degrees in Rockaway, 63 degrees in Franklin, 47 degrees Beach Haven. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.